This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. One of the most important and controversial aspects of how we fund schools in Texas is called recapture. You might have heard of it if you pay property taxes here in Austin, because even though your tax bill is increasing, almost half of that money is leaving Austin. As part of our Filling in the Blank series, where we answer your questions about paying for public schools, KUT's Claire McInerney reports on a system where local dollars don't necessarily stay in local schools.
Yeah, so I have my notice of appraised value for my property taxes.
Amanda Brazel is a librarian in Austin ISD. She's also a homeowner in Austin. She's showing us her property tax bill for this year. Her home is appraised at around $363,000. She pays $4,300 in school property taxes.
And if you compare that to my standard gross income, 1 month is $4,192.32. So I'm essentially paying more in property taxes than I bring home from 1 month working in Austin ISD.
This is a huge complaint from homeowners in Austin. The city is growing so fast that property values are skyrocketing year after year, which is great for your home value, but not so great for your annual property tax bill. Property taxes are typically a way to fund local services, mainly schools. But here's the thing. When Brazel writes that $4,000 check this year, only $2,000 will go to Austin schools. So why are the schools losing half of that money? It's part of a state policy called recapture. State law says if a school district's property tax collections produce more money than the state says is needed to educate their students, it can't keep all the tax money it collects. Anything extra goes back to the state to fund other schools that don't have enough money. That's why it's sometimes called Robin Hood, stealing from the rich and giving to the poor. And man, is it controversial among taxpayers. When KUT asked listeners to send in questions about paying for schools, a lot of them had to do with recapture, the why and the how of it all. One of those questions came from Ted McGee. He's an administrative assistant at the UT Law School. He has a daughter in fourth grade, and he pays property taxes.
Well, I don't complain about recapture. That's not the problem. My question is, like, why is recapture necessary in the first place?
To answer that question, we have to go back to 1993. Bill Clinton was just inaugurated as president. Dr. Dre's The Chronic was one of the top albums in the country. And the Texas legislature had a problem. School districts had been suing the state for years, saying the school funding system was not adequate. Cheryl Pace is an analyst for the Texas Taxpayer and Research Association. She says eventually the Texas Supreme Court issued a mandate.
The Supreme Court had already told us that if we were going to base a portion of our school funding on the property tax, that we had to equalize it.
That's kind of an understatement. Property taxes are more than just a portion of the system. These dollars are pretty much the entire system. Other states use income taxes to pay for a portion of their education budgets, but Texas doesn't have an income tax, so we rely heavily on property tax money.
I understand that people don't like high property taxes, but we really don't have an alternative unless they want to try to go to an income tax, and I don't believe most people do.
This is the problem the legislature faced in 1993. There were pockets around the state where property values were high, but the Texas Supreme Court said it wasn't fair that a handful of communities could have amazing schools and the rest of the state suffered. The state constitution says all students have access to an equal and quality system, so the system needed to be more equal. So that's why Texas has recapture. Amanda Brazel, the AISD librarian we heard from earlier, wanted to know more about how it works. Specifically, with AISD's budget problems, how is it considered wealthy?
How does the state determine what enough funding is for a school district? So why then are we sending money back to the state through recapture?
It's based on a complicated equation, but here's the short version. The state says the basic funding for a student is a little more than $5,000. More money is added for English learners and low-income students. Then this equation spits out a number for how much each child costs to educate. If local property taxes can pay that amount, they do. If there's money left over, the leftovers go to the state. no matter how much is left over. Chandra Villanueva focuses on school funding for the Center for Public Policy Priorities. It's an Austin-based think tank. She's a huge proponent of the recapture system. She first learned about it when she was getting her master's in public policy.
So when I was a graduate student at NYU and studying public finance and school finance, we learned that Texas had the best school finance system in the country, primarily because of the recapture system.
She says she's in favor of recapture because it makes things more equal, but...
So we're moving into a place where we have an almost equitable school finance system, but everybody's starving. Everybody's underfunded. And that's where the problems come.
That's the problem with the recapture system. Not that it exists, but that line of around $5,000 that the state says is enough is actually too low. And a lot of people agree on this point. The courts, many lawmakers, education advocates... Places that need a lot of resources are sometimes not getting them, they say, regardless of how much money they bring in from property taxes. The most recent lawsuit against the school finance system ended in 2016. Then Texas Supreme Court Justice Don Willett called it a Byzantine system that has, quote, immense room for improvement. After that ruling, the legislature created a commission to study the system before its next session in January. We'll see if Texas's school finance system leaves the Byzantine era. Claire McInerney, KUT News.